Staving away monsters in the night and managing any kind of emotion as a child and as an adult requires emotional resilience. One of the predeterminants of emotional resilience is connection. And for mental and physical resilience, of course, you need sleep. So today's Mindful Moment has been designed with these two things, connection and sleep, in mind. It's a practice that you can do for yourself and with your child. I'm going to just talk you through it first because it involves a mantra and a mudra. So a mantra is a word or sound repeated to aid concentration, usually done in meditation. A mudra, in this case, is a symbolic hand gesture that systematically moves your fingers. Let's start with the mudra. Take your right hand and bring the tip of your thumb and forefinger to touch, kind of like you're making the OK symbol. Next, change out your forefinger so that it's the tip of your middle finger that meets the tip of the thumb. Change it out again, this time it's your ring finger that meets the tip of the thumb. And then finally, it's the pinky finger that meets the tip of the thumb. The mantra we're going to attach to this movement of the fingers is Sa, Ta, Na, Ma. We say one syllable for each touch of a finger to thumb, so let's do it together. Forefinger to thumb, we say Sa. Middle finger to thumb, we say Ta. Ring finger to thumb, we say Na. And pinky finger to thumb, we say Ma. And then we can sing it. So I'll sing it for you as you continue the mudra, moving your fingers. Sa Ta Na Ma. Sa Ta Na Ma. Sa Ta Na Ma. Sa Ta Na Ma. You can do that as many times as you like. This mudra or gesture of the hand gives your mind something to concentrate on, allowing other thoughts like monsters in the night to disappear and the emotions felt in the body to calm. Mind and body are connected, and this mantra is said to reset the pineal gland, which has as its primary function the secretion of melatonin, which controls your sleepiness and wakefulness. So in this way, it can help with sleep. It's a lovely mindful moment to share with your children. In fact, it was my daughters that taught it to me when they were just 5 and 6 years old after going to a kids' yoga class, and I still find them doing it from time to time when they need to settle themselves.